San Luis Obispo's Progressive Talk.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. A third day of clashes in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Police fighting protesters demanding an end to army rule. Two dozen dead, many shot. The civilian cabinet has resigned amid conflicting reports about whether the resignations have actually been accepted. Al Jazeera English correspondent Shireen Tadros is in Cairo.
Whether this would be seen as a concession that would then invigorate the crowds to keep going until the military council steps down, or whether it would be enough to get people back home and off the streets of Tahrir, that is the big question.
It is now after 10 o'clock at night in Cairo. Thousands lingering in Tahrir Square, threatening to disrupt the country's first free parliamentary elections in years, due to start on Monday. At least seven of the 12 members of the debt-cutting supercommittee in Capitol Hill meeting, trying to come to terms, compromise, and avoid failure of the panel. President Obama signing into law legislation that provides tax incentives to businesses that hire veterans.
There you go.
He did not mention the looming committee deadline, but it seemed to be on his mind.
My message to every member of Congress is keep going. Keep working. Keep finding more ways to put partisanship aside and put more Americans back to work.
Former FBI Director Louis Free has been picked by the Penn State Board of Trustees to head an independent investigation into the child sex abuse scandal.
We will make recommendations to the Board of Trustees, which will ensure that we rectify such failures of leadership that allowed anyone to prey on children with impunity.
Free says his inquiry will go as far back as 1975, a much longer period than a grand jury report issued earlier this month. More than $1 billion is missing from customer accounts at MF Global. According to the court-appointed trustee overseeing the company's bankruptcy, that's double what the firm reported to regulators. NYU finance professor Ronald Filler says regulators are trying to find out where the money went.
Where did they go? For what purpose? Were they done under proper reasonings or in compliance with the regulations? Or did they do it in an improper manner?
Regulators are looking into whether MF Global tapped consumers' and customers' accounts as its own financial condition was in tatters. Several surveys and polls indicate holiday shoppers around the country will be cautious and frugal. Economist Bill Hample says the continued high unemployment and stagnant wages rates are impediments.
That doesn't mean they're going to cut back on their spending, but it means that the growth we will get this year will be modest.
Hample says it is the well-off, not the super-rich, who seem to be most likely to spend more this season than last. The number of lived-in houses surged unexpectedly last month. Rising rents coupled with lower mortgage rates drew more buyers into the market. The National Association of Realtors says that existing home sales rose 1.4%. Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials down 284 points, the NASDAQ off 51, the S&P down 23, oil prices just above $95 a barrel. This is CBS News.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Republicans on the supercommittee in Washington refusing to budge on raising taxes, and that may be because of one conservative lobbyist.
He wasn't on the supercommittee, but perhaps no one had a bigger impact than Grover Norquist, the anti-tax lobbyist who has written pledges for most every Republican in Congress promising to never raise taxes. That made it hard for Republicans to compromise, and Norquist told Steve Croft on 60 Minutes that was the point.
The Republicans won't raise your taxes. We haven't had a Republican vote for a income tax increase since 1990.
And this was your doing?
I helped.
Democrats had insisted from the start a deficit deal with painful cuts had to be balanced with increased taxes on the wealthy. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Seattle Mariners outfielder Greg Holman has been found dead of stab wounds. His brother arrested and being questioned in Rotterdam as a suspect. Holman, who is 24, is the only Dutch-born player in the U.S. Major Leagues. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all. And save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from hose to tire changes. For your free membership today, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discount sales, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Gotta give him something to talk about, for gosh sake. Josh Wright is supposed to be in here to do sports with me. Where's Josh? Where's Josh? Where's Josh?
And now, here's Bill Binica.
You know, when you get crusty and decrepit, you know, then you don't know. You get, don't remember, did somebody say last week, I'm not coming in? Did somebody say, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to? It's because it's Thanksgiving week, you know. Lots of people have this week off. I mean, I don't have it off. They're taking it off. And so I'm not sure. Okay, well, we'll just plug along then and do our very best ourselves. And I want to remind you, if I may, that we are brought to you in part by Swiss Dental Center. And so in case you want to get your choppers fixed, and they're all out of whack, then they can do that for you there. They can fix them up and make your smile look good and make your food eat and all that kind of thing. So can you see Carol Phillips at the Swiss Dental Center? And around the High Garrett Street in San Luis Obispo, she'll take care. And let's get, well, here's the, oh, there's all kinds of news. Man, is there a lot of news today? Let's start here. Let's start with this, may we? The Christopher Cathedral, have you heard? The Christopher Cathedral may have been sold to the Catholics, right? Which I think is brilliant, really, because, you know, they say priests in glass houses shouldn't, well, you know.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
No one chooses to be sick or injured, but you can choose where to get help. Take MR imaging, for example. San Luis Diagnostic Center now offers their brand new 3 Tesla Ultra High Field Open MRI, the only system of its kind in California and one of three in the United States. If you're claustrophobic, it's not a problem. With their new Siemens Skyra scanner, it has the largest opening available. Plus, it has the best quality images and shortest scan time. That's right. Shortest scan time, largest capacity opening, and image quality unequaled by any other scanner. San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art technology. So when you need an MRI, take control of your health care. Ask your doctor to send you to San Luis Diagnostic Center for their ultra-high-field, state-of-the-art open magnet. The choice is yours. Call 542-9700. All major insurances accepted.
That's right. Okay, all major insurance accepted. And when you see San Luis Diagnostic, you're going to love those people. They're just such dedicated and professional folk, and they're just very kind and nice, and they get you in, they get you out. The whole thing is just run superbly. No better place I've found in San Luis Obispo, I can tell you that. And points north and south, east and west, too, by the way, because, yes, I've been to Hawaii. Yes, I've been elsewhere over that way. Yes. Our highlight history corner of the Tribune today, on November 21st, 1973, President Richard Nixon's attorney revealed the existence of an 18-and-a-half-minute gap in one of the White House tape recordings related to Watergate. So you say to yourself, why did he keep those darn recordings anyway? Was he a megalomaniac? Apparently. On this date in 1789, North Carolina became the 12th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1980, 87 people died in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, mostly from smoke inhalation of furniture smoke nastiness things. 5 years ago, Katherine Johnson, 92, was killed in a shootout with Atlanta police during a botched no-knock drug raid. Our birthdays today, we just got a couple. Actress Goldie Hawn is 66. Major League Baseball All-Star player Ken Griffey Jr. is 42 today. And if it's yours, we're going to say happy birthday to you and happy birthday to them and to you. And if it's theirs and yours, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
Time for sports with Josh Wright, Bill Benica. This is a sports roundup from the weekend, and how can you go wrong with a guy named Wright? Josh Wright, hey, you have your Fast Friendly Farmers insurance agent shirt on today. That's pretty cool.
Just in case you forgot.
How come you didn't bring me one? That's what I always want to know. You know what I mean,
what's your size, Bill?
You know what I really? Here's the thing. Here's what I really need. Everybody gives me shirts and hats and like that. I need pants. I need pants and underwear.
Okay, I don't know if Farmers has pants, but we'll make a special order for you.
I got pants and underpants. All right. Anyway, so Josh does the commercial and what do you call it again?
And business insurance.
Commercial business insurance at Farmers Insurance, and you'll know a little more about Josh next year because I'm going to hit him up for advertising. Okay, so I'd let you know that, Josh, in case you didn't. Yeah, I bet you did not. Okay, we've had lots of amazing things go on over the weekend. We should go all the way back to Friday because we had a barn burner game on Friday.
Yes, yeah, we had a lot of local high school sports still in the playoff picture, and a lot of our teams are still continuing on, which is great to hear. It says a lot about our community and our coaching and the talent of players that we have here. So just going back, it looks like the Eagles blasted Dos Pueblos 41-6. So the Eagles are on a hot streak. It's their year. Look for them to go all the way to the championship game if they keep on playing the way they're playing. And they also have a quarterback that's already given a verbal commitment to Oregon State, a big Division I school.
I understand this was a bit of a disappointment. I mean, that the guy was going to go up and be a Ducker.
Yeah.
That they were. Who was it? They thought was it SC or somebody thought they were going to get him?
Yeah, USC.
SC thought they were going to get him.
Yeah.
He said, "The heck with that.
I'm going
up. I'm playing with them Ducks."
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I guess one of his linemen is going to go with him.
Yeah.
And there's actually a former Cal Poly football coach that his son. They live up in Oregon now, and his son has committed to Oregon State. And I guess the lineman from Roy Grande is really good friends with this kid, and he's been named the Oregon Player of the Year.
I've mentioned it. My sister-in-law is coming down here Wednesday, I think it is, and she lives right next to the stadium. She said, as a matter of fact, when the game was playing the other day, so the people were in the streets and going crazy and all that kind of stuff. Not the kind of environment I want to live in, but she apparently likes the dorm life and that thing. But Oregon, what does Oregon do? What does Oregon offer these kids that the NCAA hasn't found out about? Everybody's going to Oregon, just out of curiosity.
That's the thing. Haven't they found out about yet?
It used to be, and of course they got found out about USC.
Right.
But it used to be, if you had a choice and USC tapped you on the shoulder, you said, boom, that's where I'm going. Life has changed.
They run a spread option offense up there, so a lot of players like that, especially running backs. They also like on the defensive side, they're pretty fast and tenacious on the defensive front. They just have a good program. They've been hitting on all cylinders for like the last, I'd say, 10 to 15 years.
Really?
And now they have, obviously, Phil Knight of Nike, which is based out of Portland, Oregon, who's sponsoring them. So they pay for all the uniforms and all the equipment. And so they're always going to have the best of the best. And so, of course, young kids seeing that and probably maybe even getting to meet, the CEO of Nike.
Right.
Probably excites them a lot. So.
Excites me, I can tell you. Anyway, but no, really, that's probably it. But we have to remember, it's like the Twilight movies are real popular with kids today. And I talk to young people and I say, what's with this vampire wolf stuff? And they go, our Twilight thing was your Star Wars, which makes sense. Life goes on.
Yeah,
and so,
Potter.
For Oregon State to be, just the big thing, it's cool, good for them. That's cool.
Yeah. So they won't be Ducks, but they will be Beavers.
They will be Beavers, that's for God. They're not Ducks, they're Beavers. Okay.
It's all right.
They're a northwestern animal. We have what next?
Yeah, it looks like, just to recap some more games on Friday night, it looks like San Luis Obispo beat Camarillo 54-28. So credit to the local city here and their players. Looks like they're moving on and expect more good things from them. Also, Templeton beat Carpinteria, and so they will remain in the title hunt as well. So a lot of good action if you can get yourself out there, especially on this long weekend coming up. Go for it because it's a lot of fun, and they do put on a very good game.
We had so now we got to mention Cal Poly and their basketball game.
Yeah.
Can we mention that?
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that yet.
Okay, you're going to mention it now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So on Saturday, Cal Poly basketball for the men's side, they just started their season, and they had just opened up with a huge win against San Jose State, which no one was expecting from them just because they're more of a defensive-minded basketball team. However, they came out against San Jose State and just shot the lights out, and so they easily beat them. But then they had kind of a fallback against CSU Bakersfield, and so they lost against them. But then they showed up on Saturday against USC down in Los Angeles and beat USC. And it was the lowest single-scoring game in NCAA division history. It was, 42-36. And so they had never seen a score that low by a winning team
nor a
losing team.
In Division A.
In Division 1A.
Division 1A.
Yeah.
Because back when we were back in Division 2, we had something worse than that. We really did. Right?
20-18.
It was like a hockey score.
It was just one player versus another player out there on the court.
Okay, well, we'll try that. But anyway, no, that's interesting. And what it really speaks to, though, is it either speaks to defense that's amazing, or it speaks to where's USC again.
Yeah, exactly. Where is USC?
Well, USC, they just got trumped. They got everything was taken away from them for the last 25 years. And, I don't know. It's hard to recruit when you're playing a season where nothing counts, in certain sports, and you say, "But why don't you come and play with us?"
Right.
It doesn't really thrill people anymore.
Yeah.
It's like that's not thrilling.
Yeah, and they had a couple of good years about 5 years ago or so, where they were doing really well and they were making the NCAA March Madness tournament. But since then, they've kind of gone downhill when it comes to basketball. But obviously, this weekend with the USC, switching gears here to football. beating Oregon up at Oregon.
Right.
You can see that they're back, even with all their sanctions.
And here's the thing I should mention, and I know this is blasphemous to say this out loud in mixed company, but USC had its real glory days back when O.J. Simpson was actually playing.
Sorry. Yeah, tell back you.
Sorry, I got to tell you the truth. It was like. All right, now, so that was kind of fun, and Mustangs, they're an exciting team. Their teams are exciting this year, and I think they're fun to watch and they're fun to, you know.
Yeah, they have a lot of big players. Yeah. They have a lot of returning players, and so I expect to see them do really well. I mean, obviously, they're in a tough division. They have Long Beach State that just beat number 9, I think, Pittsburgh at the time, back in Pittsburgh. So they're going to have a tough road when it comes to conference play, but I expect some good things out of them.
Yeah, you're right. They're in a tough division.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to so we don't forget it, we'll do tonight. Kansas City, New England is Monday Night Football, Channel 15, if you're unsure. And is it 15? No, 35. Channel 35. Yeah, 35. If you're on Charter. And so that happens tonight. And do I have this? New England and...
And Kansas City.
I'm trying to see if I got their stats. Where are their stats?
Yeah, I'm looking at New England continuing to roll. They always get good this time of year, going right into the playoffs. Kansas City, they did have a little bit of a hot streak there, but they faltered last week, and I expect them to continue to fall. However, the AFC West, where Kansas City is part of a member in that division, it's kind of a logjam right now. They've got, you know, the Raiders at 6-4, and I believe the Broncos at 4-5, and I think also Kansas City might be at 4-4. So look to see how that pans out in the next couple of weeks.
But staring us in the face right here, and this is going to be a Thanksgiving game where they're going to play Thanksgiving, and not this game. This game was just played, and the Buccaneers fell to the Packers 35-26, and the Packs 10-0.
Yeah,
you know it's fascinating when it happens. You know, was it a year ago or 2 years ago? New Orleans did the same thing.
New Orleans.
Was it last year?
No, it was the year before.
The year before that. Yeah. And, you know, and it was a team that you didn't really expect to come out of the woodwork and do it, you know, but they did it.
Right.
And, you know, and they and went all the way, and it's just quite amazing. So the Pack's back.
The Pack is back
is what you got to say.
And they're probably the closest team, you know, since free agency to actually be considered possibly a dynasty. They have a lot of young players, and so they could be doing this for several years to come. So
I came across on CNN Sports, they were talking about the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
and the number of times they dropped the ball, 4 times.
Right.
And they call that bird droppings. I'm sure that's what they called it.
Well, they played like bird droppings, that's for sure.
That's true. Yeah, that wasn't a pretty game right there. And we can kind of go over that game a little bit and talk about what happened with it. And go ahead, your comments first.
Yeah, if you want to stay with the NFL for right now, going back to that game, San Francisco and the Cardinals, they have no qualms about admitting that they do not like each other. They actually detest each other. And so that's always a fun game to watch. Anytime you have a division game, it's always fun to watch because the players all know each other. They all know, you know, what routes they're going to run, what schemes they're going to run. So it's not like they're going to pull any surprises on one another. And so usually it just becomes this big slugfest. And so
to the point that a player was ejected.
Yeah.
And two of them should have been ejected. And then there was another thing I'm starting to notice a little bit in the NFL. I think the referees know it, but if they start to call it now, the game's going to get too bogged down. I think. I see a lot of times when people are coming out of the pile now, watch them when they come out of the pile, and there's usually a little kick to somebody's head. You know, not bad, not so you couldn't say, I didn't mean to do that, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, just
but
a little love
just
tap.
Just a love tap, yeah. I'm seeing that quite a bit now. I said there's a lot of love when it comes to getting out of the pile.
Well, now that they can't spear with their helmet, they've got to get some head in there somehow.
So they got to do something. So that's what's going on with that. Anyway, but yeah, it was a, boy, that game almost went to heck in a handbasket twice with everybody on the field getting mad. And people, there's no point in swinging a punch at somebody that's dressed in a football uniform, especially if you're dressed in a football uniform too. But I guess it makes the point that I'm mad at you.
Yeah,
you
and know. Especially, I mean, with the record that the Niners have right now, they shouldn't be getting into those shenanigans.
Yeah, they should just avoid it like crazy.
Yeah, you could see that. It was almost giving Harbaugh a heart attack on the sideline watching that.
Really, 9-1, 49ers now, and Cardinals 3-7, so it was one of those things to stay out. Now, the other thing that was hard watching that game is everybody's in red and white.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for old guys like me, you know, that can just barely see the TV anyway, it gets kind of confusing.
Just look for the gold helmets if you're a Niners fan.
Chance I have. All right. Buffalo Bills and the Dolphins. The Dolphins just raked the Bills 35-8.
Yeah, the poor Bills. They, you know, started off hot. Everyone was talking about how they could be, you know, this could be their year, finally getting back into the playoffs. But they've just had a terrible slide, and they continue to slide. And Miami actually started off terrible, but now they're on a 3-game winning streak.
Now, if you're at 5-5, isn't the best right now? You need to be at pretty much 6-4.
Right. You might see a couple of teams get into the playoffs with a 9-7 record. But usually their division has to be pretty bad to, you know, make it with that type of record. So yeah, if you're at 5-5, it is a long road because you only have 6 games left, and so you either have to win all 6 of them to have a chance, or at least, you know, 5 out of the 6.
And that's pretty tough.
Yeah. So the likelihood of them being able to do that.
So we have the Ravens. We got the Ravens and the Bengals. Ravens are doing darn well this year, 7-3, and they beat the Bengals 31-24. Bengals not bad, 6-4 also. So, you know, that could be interesting down the road.
Yeah, and the Ravens control their own destiny because they did beat the Steelers twice, and so now that they have that one game on Cincinnati. Look for them to show up big against the Niners on Thanksgiving Day. That's going to be a fun game to watch. It's the third game out of 3 games on Thanksgiving Day. So, and also the two brothers coaching against one another, Jim Harbaugh of the 49ers as well as John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens.
It's exciting out there. Yeah. All right. You got a couple of Mannings out there. You got some Harbaughs out there.
Yeah, everyone's calling it the Harbaugh Bowl.
All right, we got the Seahawks and the Rams. Rams, don't let the Rams come back here to L.A. Just leave them out there.
Yeah.
They lost 24-7 to the Seahawks. They're 2-8, and they haven't found their way. When's the last time the Rams were any good?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Basically since Kurt Warner and
the
greatest offense on the world.
Yeah, I guess
that
was it.
Yeah, greatest and, show.
Okay. Well, but, you know, these teams, they do it. They go up and down, up and down, up and down. All right, Chargers and Bears. You got the Bears at 7-3, the Chargers at 4-6. Once again, they're close, and the game was not too far removed, 31-20.
The Bears have really turned it on the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Cutler's looked great. The offensive line, which was maligned because they were just, you know, they looked like, you know, a bad plumbing project. They were letting all these, you know, defensive linemen come through like water coming into the pipe that's burst. But, so they've turned it really around. But the bad news is that Cutler, I guess, on one of the last plays of the game, broke his right thumb on his throwing hand. And so he's expected to be out the rest of the season going into the playoffs. And so now they have to turn to their backup, who played actually when Cutler got hurt in the NFC Championship game last year. He's a great quarterback. He's consistent. However, he is prone to throwing interceptions. So we'll see if he can minimize the interceptions. They still might have a chance, but otherwise their season might be over.
You know, I think that's a shame, to tell you the truth, because I see Kobe Bryant out there shooting baskets and hoops, and he's got broken fingers, and it doesn't slow him down at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is just the opposing thumb.
Yeah, it's just your throwing hand.
Any other finger, he probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know, any other finger in the whole wide world, he'd be okay.
Yeah.
Nah, it had to be the thumb. That's the way it worked. Titans 6-4. The Titans are 5-5. The Falcons are 6-4. Once again, a close matchup. And this was a close game. Falcons defeated the Titans 23-17. So that was a close one.
Yeah. Look for the Atlanta Falcons to show up in the playoffs, and they're going to do quite well, I think, in the playoffs. Matt Ryan, their quarterback, is great. And they're starting to find their stride at the right time of the season. So I expect some big things out of them coming down the next few weeks.
Eagles and Giants. Eagles and Giants, we had another fairly close game. And we got Eagles at 4-6 and the Giants at 6-4. The Giants seem to be, under Manning, they seem to be trying to struggle back. But then this weekend it was like, okay, guess what? And so the score was 17-10.
Yeah, and I was actually really surprised by that because Michael Vick, the starting QB for the Eagles, was out. And so they had Vince Young, the backup, come in. And I think it was basically Andy Reid, the head coach of the Eagles, saying, hey, guys, if we don't win this one, we're not making the playoffs, and we have no chance of making the playoffs. And so I think they showed up big. And as far as the New York Giants, you know, they're at 6-4, so they're still in the driver's seat as far as making the playoffs, but they're going to have to step it up a notch if they want to make the playoffs and do well in the playoffs.
The great year of Eli Manning is
slowly going
to heck in a handbasket.
Yes.
You know. You have your good years, you have your bad years. What else did we not do? We didn't do the Bucks. Yes, we did. Bucks and the Packers. Did we do Raiders and Vikings? No. Raiders and Vikings, close game, 27-21. The Raiders came out on top. They're 6-4. Vikings are, as they say, I never use this term, a hapless 2-8.
Yeah, they haven't been this bad in over three decades, I think. So it's a really bad start for, or bad season, I should say, for the Vikings. However, they do have a great young quarterback and rookie, Christian Ponder. So I expect them to turn it around probably next season when they get a few more, you know, picks in free agency. And
now, the speaking of, I use a Howard Cosell word, which I try to avoid at all possible costs whenever I can, but we will use the word athleticism that Howard Cosell made up, and now people still use it. I don't know why. But the Lions talk about athleticism. That 49 points they put on the board against the Panthers at 35, and so the Panthers are a hapless 2-8 once again, and the Lions are 7-3, so they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, and it's the third time I think they've come back this season down at least three touchdowns in a game, so... they're on a roll, and they do have an amazing offense, so I'm really looking forward to the Detroit-Green Bay game on Thursday to see, you know, who can slug it out and who can throw the most yardage and who's going to win that game, especially being played at Detroit. I actually look for Green Bay to have their first loss of the season this Thursday when they do play Detroit. I think they're going to be fired up, and they're going to want to keep their playoff hopes alive, and so... You know, Green Bay, they eventually have to lose one, so they're either going to lose it, you know, now or in the playoffs. I know they'd rather lose it now.
We have Cowboys and Redskins. This is one of those sad games, 27-24. You know, it's a touchdown, a field goal away. And so the Cowboys are 6-4, Redskins 3-7.
And this is always a great matchup. Yeah. I mean, this rivalry goes back, you know, eons, and so it's always a fun game to watch. And, you know, of course, this weekend was fun to watch again. Just the Redskins are just having an off year, and I don't know if Mike Shanahan's going to be able to turn them around. The coach before didn't have any luck either, I should say, with the Redskins. And so I think they're just kind of an organization that is in disarray, and I think they're looking for leadership, and they're not finding the right people and the personnel to lead them. Dallas is turning it around, so I expect them to finish strong this season. And Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys play Miami Dolphins on Thanksgiving Day. They're the second game of three games. And, you know, Miami's coming to Dallas on a three-game winning streak. Dallas has a three-game winning streak. So that should actually turn out to be a really good game, even though Miami's only at 3-7.
All right, let's do this. So we. Oh, by the way, did we mention last week? Because I think it happened. I think it happened last weekend. So I think we mentioned it last week that Philippine center Pinkito won his boxing match.
Yes, Manny Pacquiao.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
The congressman from the Philippines.
Congressman. A congressman is what he is. Okay.
Yes. He's very diplomatic when he knocks the person out.
He politely bows and says goodbye.
Yes. And thank you for my $20 million payday.
That's right. All right, let's go over Thursday games.
Yeah, so just going over the Thursday Turkey Day games. If anybody that's listening that loves sports, this is one of my favorite times of year, just because not only are you with the family and they always have interesting things to say and do, as all families do, you also have great football to watch. So the first game up is Detroit playing Green Bay, as we mentioned. Like I said earlier, I think that Detroit's actually going to win this game. So if you're a betting man, go ahead and bet on the Lions. Although Aaron Rodgers is just having a phenomenal season, I think his QB rating is still over 110, which is just unbelievable. He looks like a man amongst boys out there. So you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay goes to 11-0, but I'm kind of rooting for Detroit to take this one.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so we'll see. And Detroit's got a great, you know, defensive line, so we'll see if they can get through there and kind of rattle Rodgers a little bit.
And naturally, you know, because I enjoy Thanksgiving football, but naturally we've decided to go to one of the relatives' house that doesn't have a television.
Oh, no, so you're going to have to listen to it on the radio.
Well, it's always fun on the radio.
Or I could call you, Bill. I could
radio. Radio's good. But, yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of interesting. I don't know if they get radio where they are. Up in the canyons up there in Santa Margarita somewhere.
Oh, so forget about it.
I'm not sure. You know, you hear a lot of banjo music out that way, but that's about it. Okay. Anything else we haven't covered, we should have covered, we want to cover? What else you got in your mind?
College football.
Okay, let's
huge
go.
Huge weekend. All right. BCS rankings.
I knew we missed something.
Yeah, everyone's always, you know, got their say about the BCS and whether or not it's good for college football, but the bottom line is that it keeps things interesting. And as a lot of people say, it makes college football a playoff system every weekend
exactly.
of the season, not just at the very end of the year, because a lot of people want them to have a playoff system, you know, rather than the bowl game series. A lot of bowl games, I think, might go away eventually just because of, you know, economic reasons, but I don't see the BCS going anywhere. The amazing thing about the BCS rankings right now is you have LSU Tigers at number one because they're still undefeated. And then you're followed up with Alabama at number two. And if you remember, Alabama played LSU 2 weekends ago.
All right.
And it was a real defensive, you know, slugfest, but LSU obviously came out on top on that one. Followed up by their other conference rival, Arkansas. So 1-2-3 is the SEC West. And that's never happened before where the 1-3 has been from the same conference. So it just shows you how good football is down in the South. And Arkansas actually plays LSU this weekend. And so that's going to be a real good game. If Arkansas wasn't fired up enough playing LSU, the number one team and also a conference rival, their backup tight end unfortunately passed away this weekend. They're not sure what happened to him, but he was found in his dorm room. Looks like some type of maybe cardiac arrest, but they're not sure. So obviously they're going to come out inspired. And so I'm hoping that Arkansas actually beats LSU this weekend. Not only for that reason, but just because I'd like to see LSU go away out of the title hunt.
Well, you look at those three teams right there, and we talk about banjo music. I mean, that's what we got. Yeah.
There might be banjo music, but they're really good down there. They know their football.
Their band actually plays banjo music. So anyway, what else is going on with football?
Yeah, and so then another big game was USC going up to Oregon and beating Oregon. That was huge, although USC isn't eligible for any postseason bowl games. They put on quite a display, and Matt Barkley, their quarterback, should be a high first-round draft pick, and now he's come into the conversation with Andrew Luck for Heisman Trophy candidates. However, Andrew Luck is Andrew Luck, and so I still expect him to be the unanimous choice for the Heisman Trophy.
Go on.
And some other games that went on. You can look it up right there.
Well, no, there was something I wanted to mention.
And Oklahoma State also lost, and so now they've dropped in the rankings. Stanford
just,
picked up a win.
Somebody just won a trophy. Who won a trophy?
Would that be Tony Stewart with the NASCAR?
Well, Tony Stewart won a NASCAR trophy, but I thought somebody else won a trophy. Wait a second.
Are you talking about the Galaxy? LA Galaxy
no,
soccer?
Actually, they won a trophy, too.
Yes,
the
they
Galaxy.
Won a trophy.
Yeah, they do.
The first title since, I think, 2005.
Yeah, that's exciting. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It was in the it was in baseball, I think.
Oh yes, yeah. Jason Verlander just got the MVP.
That's right. And,
yeah, first pitcher ever to get the not ever I should say, but first pitcher since 1992.
Oh, we had Dodger. We got a Dodger get award, do we?
Yes, Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw
got the Cy Young. And expect tomorrow the announcement of Matt Kemp being the MVP of the National League. So
yeah.
It's a good offseason so far for the Dodgers. Now, if we can just get a better ownership.
Well, maybe they'll be inspired. I know they have trophies at home, and they should get out in the field and do something.
But the interesting thing about the big signing of Matt Kemp and his contract is that he actually took less money up front and a bigger back end for his, because he's hoping to have the Dodgers sign a huge, you know, free agent like a Prince Fielder or an Albert Pujols to help out the team. So we'll see if McCourt's willing to do that. Some think that McCourt isn't willing to do that because he wants to cut payroll so that his profit from the sale of the team is that much more. But supposedly Kemp has really good relations with McCourt and told McCourt, hey, I'm willing to take less up front in my contract if you're willing to sign someone to help me out with regards to the hitting. And he's really good friends. I guess he's best friends with Prince Fielder from Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, we'll see.
So that would be great if we could get that pickup.
That'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see if McCourt keeps his word on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what's going on with the sale? Any news?
So far, yeah, there's nothing really new. Oral Hershiser and his group is really wanting to buy it. However, they do have to sell it before the start of spring training, so we'll see who buys it and who's going to bring the Dodgers back to their greatness.
All right.
I know that's to the dismay of all you Giants fans out there.
That's right. That's all right. That's all right. The Giants had their season again.
Yeah.
It
makes for a better season when they're both doing great. So.
That's true. It's good. I guess then you're on edge.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the edge of your seat.
Exactly.
And with the Dodgers, we have been actually laying down in the aisles.
Yes. So we need to stand up and get moving again.
I think people spill popcorn and beer on us. All right. So is that our wrap? Is that a wrap today?
Yeah.
That's our
good.
Sports. That's our good job, as always. And so Josh Wright joins me every Monday morning, and we do our sports thing, or Monday noon, and we do our sports thing. And don't forget, always, you can call in at 786-2578. I mentioned it now as we're leaving. 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340, because if you're a sports fan, you must want to disagree with him somewhere along the line. I'm just sure of it.
Yes, please. Even call in. Disagree. We love it.
Yeah, despite the athleticism.
Or agree. We love that, too.
Yeah. All right. We will. I'm not sure about next Monday. I think I'm not going to be here next Monday. But if not, then we'll be there the following Monday. If something happens, we might be here next Monday. We'll just have to see. And we thank you very much, Josh, for coming by.
And thank you, and happy Thanksgiving
happy
to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to your family. Thanks.
On Friday, December 2nd at Shoemash Casino Resort.
A nice left-right combination.
A full card of live professional boxing featuring top-ranked fighters. Nationally broadcast on the Showtime Network.
Now it's getting wired. Oh, my! A big right!
Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets start at just $35 and are on sale now at Club Shoemash and online at ShoemashCasino.com or by phone at 1-800-585-3737.
Nice left hand. Oh,
live Showbox Boxing on Friday, December 2nd.
Both men throwing big punches.
Stand tall.
Ripping shots to the head.
Or fall.
He's out, guys. He's out.
In the biggest brawl of all.
And it is a knockout. This fight is over.
Live Showbox Boxing. Only at Shoemash Casino Resort.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Like a storm that cuts a path, it breaks your will, it feels like that, you think you're lost, but you're not lost on your own, you're not alone, I will stay. I will help you through when you've done all you can do and you can't call. I will dry your eyes. I will fight your fight. I will hold you tight and I won't let go. I know it's dark.
Rascal.
Won't let you go.
Hold on to Rascal Flatts, dude.
No, I won't.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Mmm, candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
There you are on your news station, CalCoastNews.com with Bill Beneke and on 1340 KYNS. One of the first things that we'll talk about in the news is a woman crossing westbound on Shell Beach Road near the Cliffs Resort was struck by a car and killed Saturday night at about 6:50 p.m. in Pismo Beach. Emergency personnel transported the woman to a Royal Grande Community Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased at 7:35. Pismo Beach Police detectives are investigating the incident. We have no more information about that. Here's the other thing, too. You know, because right across from the cliffs, you know, they have parking. You know, they have overflow parking, which they absolutely need because it overflows all the time. So that creates a certain kind of a hazard that you might expect could be a problem, and apparently it was. Yeah, other things on our CalCoast News. I want to get to this one because it's just so amazing. Our, you know, the super committee, you know, they're failing miserably because how can they not? You know, if you're going to say, well, we'll never raise taxes, and that's going to be our mantra, then there's going to be a problem with that to begin with. But now we have something really unique and insane, and this has to do with our state taxes. $10 billion tax increase for Californians is the objective of an ensemble of billionaires and political insiders seeking to place initiative on November 2012 ballot. Proposing an answer to the state's constricting finance, a group calling itself the Think Long Committee, envision an additional $5 billion for public schools and billions more for public universities and local governments. It's not paying down our debt, whatever, but here's the idea. So here's what they're going to do. The idea is that you get to pay less taxes. You know, the average person gets to pay less taxes. If it's under $45,000, you don't pay anything. And if you pay $45,000, I think household income more, it's 2%. I'm doing that off the top of my head. I hope that's right. But anyway, so that's the idea. So first off, they've given you the carrot. They've said, okay, here's what we'll do for your taxes. You know, we're gonna do that. So then, what about your taxes? We're not talking about our taxes. We're not touching those. You know, we're not going to touch those. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to lower yours, and all you have to do is agree to say that any time a service is performed, a non-taxable service as of this minute in California, all things will be taxed. Whether you get a haircut, whether you get your carpets cleaned, no matter what it is, anything that's not taxable right now will then be taxed. So it depends on how much, you know, if you can do everything yourself and then cut your own hair and everything, you won't have a problem. You'll come out ahead. You know, you'll come out ahead. But that's that's highly dubious right there. But anyway, so it's a marvelous idea to make sure that they're not paying more money and you can imagine that you're paying less. So it was a fascinating proposal, and this is for November 2012. Police have ordered Occupy Slow to stop lodging. Occupy Slow has protesters agreed to stop sleeping at the courthouse after police officers served a third notice on the campers. And, they claim it on sanitary conditions and et cetera, and that, you know, it's one thing to protest and it's one thing to have a peaceful assembly. But, it was not imagined it would be overnight and people pooping on the sidewalk. The interesting thing with all that, if you haven't seen the news today yet, is at UC Davis. At UC Davis, the campus police, I don't know why sometimes police enforcement people, they lose their minds. They basically lose their minds. And I guess it just comes in the territory. But you wouldn't think with campus police it would be quite that way, but it apparently is. And so at UC Davis, there was about a dozen kids sitting there with their arms interlocked on a sidewalk, and the police decided to remove them by first spraying them with pepper spray. I don't mean sort of spraying them with pepper spray. I mean a little bit of pepper spray. I mean gallons of pepper spray. They soak these kids in pepper spray. So the police chief at UC Davis has been suspended for now, and they're going to look into it. But it just seems somewhat strange and absurd, is all I can say, to see what was going on. All right, other things that are going on Cal Coast News. Raw milk sickens 5 children in California. This, according to Fresno Bee, they have E. coli bacteria. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has initiated a statewide recall and quarantine of raw milk products from Organic Pastures Dairy. State officials have ordered the dairy's products to be pulled from store shelves and are asking consumers to discard the products. Owner Mark McAfee was also subject to a recall in 2006 after 4 children became sick with E. coli, Fresno Bee said. This raw milk thing, it's just dicey no matter how you look at it. You know, you're not going to, it's not boiled, it's not pasteurized, it's nothing. It's just there, it comes out of the cow and you can get sick. What was the name of the dairy down? Altadena Dairy used to have numerous problems with their raw milk, so. You know, can I just offer this as a thought? Your children aren't calves, so they don't really need raw milk, you know, from a cow. They can get it from mom. You know, the baby, they get it from mom. To my knowledge, I've never heard of a mother passing on E. coli bacteria to their infant. Okay. But not being animals, they really don't need it. But people that's like, you know, people that are into the health food thing, want to think that that's a healthy idea. And they overlook the fact that it's cow's milk, I think. Anyway, let's move on. Because you know what happened? Here's the exciting story of all time right here. Let me get to it right here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, we had the Tina Oceano before we get to this. Tina Oceano was killed, who died from the drive-by shooting. Oceano ultimately died in the hospital. And then another Santa Maria teen was killed last night in the shooting. But here's the thing. It gives everybody hope. It gives everybody hope that's willing to spend a buck or two. You got to spend the dollar. You got to play the lottery to get the dough. An 82-year-old Paso Robles man claimed a $78 million jackpot won with a ticket he purchased at the One Stop at 703 Spring Street in Paso. Charles Harrison, is a laid-back kind of man. He's so laid-back, in fact, that even after winning the Mega Millions jackpot, he said while he thought winning was pretty nice, he just stayed home and took it easy that night. He's 82 years old. Harrison is a retired welder who served several years in the United States Army during the Korean War. Lottery officials said Harrison has played the lottery since it began in 1985, and while he enjoys playing different games, including Scratchers and Fantasy Five, Mega Millions has to be his favorite game at this point. Do you think? Yep, Mega Millions, his favorite game at this point.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Calculus News. There we go. Let me get to one of these. This is so. Here's this thing. Well, let's do this right here. Let's do the super committee thing. If super committee fails, what's next is the question. But it's going to fail, so it's a matter of what's next, not you know if. It's a matter of okay, what's next? It's failing. It's going to fail.
Take a look at where super committee failure could fall. John Langford's 400-person aviation business in Manassas, Virginia.
So on the outside, it looks like a normal airplane, and then on the inside. This is the equivalent of R2-D2.
So it's a drone made for U.S. defense, and across-the-board cuts hitting the Pentagon in 2013 could hit this aircraft and this business, too.
The employees are incredibly nervous. I think everybody is. In a small business, it is a very hand-to-mouth kind of thing.
So let's stop here a sec. Specifics. Super committee failure triggers about 8-9% in automatic cuts for the Defense Department. But cuts would also hit here, social programs that help the poor, and other places like border patrols and hurricane readiness, because the non-defense side of government also gets an 8-9% cut. Some call that catastrophic. Dan Mitchell from the conservative Cato Institute, he says something else.
If there's no deal, taxpayers actually win because we get a sequester, and that means in Washington budget talk, there are automatic reductions in the projected growth of government spending.
How much red ink would automatic cuts stop?
Well, the maximum amount it can be under the law is $1.2 trillion over 9 years. And obviously $1.2 trillion is a lot of money.
All right, hold it there. That's Stan Collender, federal budget expert. He said $1.2 trillion in automatic cuts. Sound like a lot?
But over a nine-year period, it's not that great.
The bottom line? Well, back at Aurora Flight Services, John Langdon worries super committee failure looks like across-the-board cuts that will knife defense but barely scratch the debt problem.
Even as we're talking about bringing overall spending down, you have to do it wisely.
And there's another possibility. Those across-the-board cuts coming because of super committee failure, they don't happen until 2013. So Congress would have a year to try and water them down. And if Congress did, that could have repercussions on Wall Street and extend this messy debate into a messy campaign year. Lisa Desjardins, CNN, Capitol Hill.
Lisa Desjardins. All right, so there's what's going on there. And I'm sure that Grover Norquist is happy with what he's done. I don't know why he's happy with what he's done. I don't know why the people that have pledged anything to this man are happy with what he's doing, but okay. Okie dokie. And away we go. Things got bad, they'll stay bad. That's how we look at it. Learn to live with it. Because after all, you people don't have any money anyway. We're the ones that have the money. And, of course, they had the thing on something a little later today, I think it was today, to the editor about the piece they had on 60 Minutes. And we talked about this last week over the fact that people in government can, your representatives and mine, they're allowed to buy initial public offering stocks before the public even knows about it. And why? It's just one of those things they wrote in for themselves, you know, like, you know, free lunches and transportation and health care and everything else. And so it's just one of those things they wrote in and nobody really noticed because everybody said, yeah, that's a great idea because we can make a lot of money. And they are making a lot of money. And there's some that are making tons. But that's okay because we enjoy being pooped on. In Egypt, things are going to heck in a handbasket, and people are getting killed right and left by the military. And so now the temporary government has offered to step down, and nobody's really said if they're going to yet, but they've offered to step down because obviously they didn't do any good because the people are still rioting. And then the other problem is you have sometimes, if the provisional government that you have in place before another government really gets its gets up and running, the provisional government is one you have in place has the guns and is often then the military, which is how it's worked. If we look at our history, if we look at past history, we'll find out that when a provisional government was the military, it often became the permanent government and misery followed. great, great misery followed thereafter. In its wake. I hope better for the Egyptian people, but I don't know. It's happened too many times before, so I don't know. I hope for better. That's sad. Yeah, that was the Arab Spring started there. We started it. Maybe we'll end it. Okay? It won't seem so springtimey after all. We're going to do CBS News next on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. I'm Bill Benica. Thanks for joining me today. We have another hour to get together and talk.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. Members of the debt-cutting supercommittee in Washington have not thrown in the towel.
I think it's pretty imperative to get done what we do. I think there's a time limit on us that's coming down to hours, so okay. We're really under a gun.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry, CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Though some members of the supercommittee are still trying to come up with some last-ditch plan to salvage the situation, the clock is just about run out, and every indication is they will fail to find a way to reduce the deficit, fold their tents, and go home. The committee was set up with unprecedented powers to do what congressional leaders and President Obama could not, come to agreement on spending and taxes to reduce the deficit. With Republicans refusing to raise taxes on the wealthy, Democrats insisting that has to be done, they hit the same brick wall. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Video of police using pepper spray on the faces of UC Davis demonstrators as they sat passively on the ground, arms linked, has triggered a firestorm of protest and debate on the campus. A rally now underway, people expressing outrage over the incident. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign there.
Students, faculty, alumni, all sorts of people gathered here on the quad listening to speeches now. They have been circulating a petition here calling for the firing of the police officers involved as well as the police chief. There's an online drive for the firing or resignation of the chancellor that has already gathered 64,000 signatures.
The UC Davis police chief and two officers have been placed on administrative leave over the pepper spray incident. Resignations of the Egyptian cabinet have failed to silence thousands of demonstrators calling for an end of military rule in Egypt. Democracy activist Khalid Abdallah says that the crowd will stay until the military rule picture ends.
The army has consistently lied to us, has killed us, has tortured us over the last 9 months, and the people out there know that. So they know what they want, and they're not leaving until they get it.
Dozens have been killed in the demonstrations, which have been going on for the past 3 days in several Egyptian cities. A U.S. airman armed with a handgun has barricaded himself inside a building at Schriver Air Force Base in Colorado, south of Denver. No shots have been fired, no one harmed. The building has been evacuated. Air Force Lieutenant Marie Denson.
The individual is a 50th Security Forces airman, and at this time he is currently facing legal action in civilian court, as well as disciplinary action with the Air Force and a possible discharge from the Air Force.
There is no word on a motive. The standoff still going on. A new study published in the journal Neurology looks at the possible links between weight and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Jeffrey Burns of the University of Kansas.
It suggests that in the earliest stages of Alzheimer's disease, and even before we see memory problems, we're seeing differences in body weight in people who have the amyloid Alzheimer's markers.
The study found that the earliest stages of Alzheimer's are more likely to have a lower body mass index. Wall Street just before the close, the Dow is down 248 points. This is CBS News.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. You went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
One day only, while supplies last. Visit Jared for a Pandora Limited Edition 2011 Midnight Heart Charm. Available Friday, November 25th. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Joplin, Missouri, nearly 6 months after a tornado gouged a wide swath through the heart of the city. Rebuilding is slow, but it is proceeding.
With every shovel of dirt and
and strike of the hammer.
We're chunking away.
Tammy Katie and her husband Kevin are rebuilding their home.
It's just a lot of work.
Multiply this by 8,000. That's how many homes and businesses the May tornado took out in Joplin. The city says half the properties already have permits to rebuild pretty fast. The Katies are taking time to add a new feature to this home.
It's a brand spanking new, state-of-the-art, and really sturdy storm shelter.
Heather Bosch, CBS News, Joplin, Missouri.
Anyone who's ever eaten a hot dog from a New York City street vendor probably knows the name Sabrette. Gregory Papalexis, who owns the Sabrette trademark, has died at the age of 86. His Marathon Enterprises is a major supplier of hot dogs, buns, and onion sauce. Sabrette products sold nationwide. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
Here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Time I lost
that God bless the broken road, led me straight to you.
A little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big. You start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but brands people really want and styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shell, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra early termination fees and restrictions apply.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all the way our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly serve before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. I tell you, talk may be cheap, and it's true. Talk is cheap. But here's the thing. Not when John Spencer's talking about Thanksgiving and what's going on, because you can have a happy Thanksgiving for sure if you go to Spencer's Fresh Markets on the Central Coast. Taste the difference with a Mary's free-range turkey. By gosh, the little guys aren't run to death or anything. You know, they aren't hemmed up, and they aren't... They're given massages and they have a hot tub and a very nice life. And so you can get one of these turkeys and really enjoy them. And you can order one right now today. You can order it from, and you better do it too, from Spectrum's Fresh Markets, as Thursday is Thanksgiving. All right. So you got that, the down 99 a pound is all. Down 99 a pound right there. All right. But let's say you say, I don't care. Give me a Foster Farms fresh natural turkey. I don't know what that natural means, but $1.49 a pound. Half a buck a pound. come. Top sirloin steak or rotisserie roast is just $4.99 a pound if you want to have steak. Well, how about a boneless center cut pork loin? Let's just put that out there for the fun of it. For $2.59 a pound. That'd be good. Let's see what else we got. Let's see what other kind of food. You know, just, you know, as long as you're having turkey, but in case you say, hey, we should have something with a turkey. Well, here's one thing that would be extra good here. One of the things that would be good with turkey or any of the Spencer's homemade sausages, because they have all different kinds. And then they have, now here's your bone-in ribeye roast. And this is going to be a natural to Spencer's season, so they're already back. $6.99 a pound. They take the thing and they take all the thing and they rub it and then they put it back on and tie it. Or you can do it yourself. Either way, $6.99 a pound. These roasts are just super. And another thing people like the holiday type is a honey glazed spiral sliced pan for $2.39 a pound. And there they be. Want some seafood? How about, well, here, have this. It's from Cocktail. Give the gang a cocktail. Shrimp. Large cooked shrimp, $8.99 a pound. Got all the vegetables. They got the cranberry stuff. They got the pumpkin-y stuff. They got the pie stuff. They've got the ice cream. They've got the sweet potatoes. They've got, what else do you have? The green beans for your green bean casserole. They have, what else do you have? So this is stuffing. Mrs. Cubison's, go ahead and buy some stuffing mix. They have that. And you've got that. I think that's it. Do you need anything else? I think that's pretty much all your stuff with Thanksgiving. Anyway, but if you have something else you like, you can get it at Spencer's Fresh Markets. And loose green beans right now are $1.99 a pound. So, you know, Spencer's Fresh Markets in five locations on the Central Coast, getting you ready for your Thanksgiving dinner. And San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, or in Santa. My wife loves Thanksgiving dinner. I have to admit, I do too. I have to make sure I don't eat too much today. But so we're having a Thanksgiving dinner up in the canyons of Santa Margarita. And then Nancy's going to cook, she and I, another Thanksgiving dinner Sunday. Holy cow. Hey. All right. So I'm going to enjoy that too. Well, it's hard to believe. Maybe not. I don't know. Is it hard to believe stuff anymore? You just say, yeah, that's kind of how life looks. Okay, I have a hard time with understanding the whole thing. Here, let's try it. Let's test drive this. Okay, so here we have, on TV the other day, they're advertising, and I was staring at it and staring at it going, is this what I think it is they're advertising? Is this what I think they're advertising? Is this what it is? You know, because my wife knows, you know, I maybe don't get some of it. And it was. You can go to your pharmacy, you know, or any, I don't know what part of that is, a shoe store, you know. Go to your pharmacy, or supermarket. I don't know who has it. You go to the pharmacy, though, and they have, are you ready for this? Phony fannies. They have phony fannies. You know how women used to wear padded bras and they had, what do they call them, styrofoam affairs they used to put on their bra? And they, falsies. They have a falsie fanny. And so you can buy these things and they fit, I don't know if you wear them around your waist, they hang down, or if you paste them in your fanny or what to do, but it gives your butt a look that apparently somebody thinks it should look like. So naturally, I was one of those people, bah humbug people go, what is that about? Well, who cares? What does that matter? By the time your butt gets to look like it, it's not exactly like it looks like it should look, but you're too old to care. So anyway, here's Susan. So they had this. So I couldn't believe that that happened. But then today, the story of all-time stories has hit the news, the story that is beyond any understanding of humanity. All right, this is a fake doctor. So this is a fake doctor, not a real doctor, just some woman that said, I'm a doctor. All right. So other women went to this woman, and she, because they wanted a different-looking fanny. So what she did was she injected their fannies with, are you ready, cement, mineral oil, and tire sealant. I swear to gosh. Cement, tire sealant, and mineral oil in a combo. And when it hurt like a son of a gun, she just said, yeah, you'll have that with these injections. And so they never really said what happened to the woman. Now, they showed a picture. They showed a picture of her on the news. And she has like this normal-sized body on the top, and then this affair on the bottom you would not understand in a million years. And why she would, and they think she did this to herself, and why she would, and with the same formula, by the way, she's alive. Anyway, it just doesn't make any sense. So, you know, you've heard of the super committee and the superman, or super glue. This is super crack spackle, is what it is right there. Hard to believe. Hard. Well, they have women. They have women every now and then. They claim to be doctors. They inject supposedly Botox, and it's not. You know, it's Brill cream or something in people's faces and whatnot. This makes no sense. Stay away from these people. Just be happy with your fan. Be happy you have a fan. Another expression, you know, if somebody got their butt shot off, I've seen that. It's really not pleasant at all, by the way. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Let's panel. We should do some happy kind of news. I think Taylor Swift again won the Artist of the Year at the Second American Music Awards in L.A. And good for her. She's just a going thing, Taylor Swift. So Adele was a contemporary artist, and now that she's got her throat fixed, she can sing again. Alternative rock artist Foo Fighters, contemporary inspiration artist Casting Crows, country female artist Taylor Swift, country male artist Blake Shelton, country band duo group Lady Antebellum, country album Taylor Swift Speak Now, Latin music artist Jennifer Lopez. Adele was the pop rock female artist, pop rock male artist with Bruno Mars, who I happen to like a lot. Pop rock group Man of the Moon 5 were very popular people. Adele again, who's super herself. Her pop artist is Nicki Minaj, the lady that dresses up like Ronald McDonald. Rap hip hop, Nicki Minaj and Pink Friday, or hip hop album is Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday. Soul R&B, Beyonce, soul R&B male Usher, soul R&B album Rihanna. Artist of the Year, Taylor Swift, and New Artist of the Year, Hot Shelly Ray. I'll learn about them. I'll study it, and I'll get it figured out. Twilight Saga continues its domination of the box office, and they did fine. They did, are you ready? My safe fine. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 did $139.5 million. The next closest thing was Happy Feet 2, which did $22 million. And also ran was The Descendants, which is with George Clooney, and he did 1.2 million. So because we don't have a Friday, I don't know, maybe I can get Jim in earlier this week. I'll see. I'll give him a holler, see if we can get people in. I also don't know about Karen Wheatley because we normally do that. So we won't be here Thursday and Friday. We're shut down. That's it. We're not here Thursday and Friday. So I'll see if I can get people in. All right, maybe a little bit early. See if we'll find out. There's so much weird stuff going on. Because it seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, we take nonviolent prisoners and we don't put them in prison, we put them in jails. I don't know why it seemed like a good idea, but it just did. And then we let some of them go. Well, we need to let more of them go because here's the problem. So you put them in county jail, and then they say, well, I got problems. I'm addicted, and I've got other health needs. And so then guess who has to pay for it? County taxpayers. Didn't matter when they were in state hospital, when they were in state confines like that. CMC, you're paying for it also. You know, but now it hits you more directly locally. So that's not what you want right there. Let me put cement in ladies' rear ends. Cement, you hear me? Cement. All right. Other things that are in the news. Other people. There's a lot of strange little stories here. Plan to cut greenhouse gases locally is up to supervisors, but they feel that half the reductions are expected to take place anyway because the state of California is going to do it, and they have to try to come up with some other thing. That, oh, God, I hate to imagine, but okay. All right. Salt and sea future is complicated by a case now in court. All right. Now, here's what I mentioned this before. Salton Sea is shrinking, is what's happening. It's getting smaller. It's a kind of an ugly, funny affair anyway to begin with, but I've been to it. You know, it's not someplace where it would be a destination. I was on my way to Imperial County, which is also really nobody's idea of a destination either, quite frankly, but I had to go to El Centro as a salesman, so I had to pass the Salton Sea, and that's ugly. And so then went on. But here's the thing. You know why the Salton Sea plays a very crucial role in our life as we know it? That's because if you ever go into Morro Bay and you're sitting outside and you're eating something and the seagulls attack you, literally physically attack your table and your food, which they do. If you've ever had that happen to you, the reason that seagulls can't be harmed, even though they're beach rats, is because they're migratory birds. And one of the places they migrate from is the Salton Sea. So it dries up. It could turn out to be the best thing. Climate change already have an effect on the state. Bigger birds, more routine flooding, you know, all this kind of weird stuff, you know. You know, everybody calls it climate change now because of global warming, you know, got such a bad, got such a bad shake. Everybody just calls it climate change. And people go, oh, okay, well, I'll buy that. You know, I know it's changing. As long as it's getting hotter or colder. As if it really matters, which it's doing. Okay, other people. Emergency over mussels urged. None have been found locally, but county officials want Brown to get statewide action on, this is these funny quagga mussels. You know, that they get into certain lakes and stuff, and they just take over the environment and gum it up and screw it up and do everything else. Now, we have a pretty intensive system here, but you take your boat and it gets inspected and everything, you know, and they ask you to wash your boat down when you get out of the water, wash it back down before you get in the water. Basically, there's the first submarines, is what they say. Anyway, so we've managed so far to have people be okay, and so we haven't found any anywhere, which is really cool. But see, what happens is all you have to do is be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So if you're in, you launch, and let's say you run your boat in the ocean for a short time, and then you pick these guys up, which we don't want. It's got to do with the pipes and whatnot. Are they edible? Can they be harvested and farmed? Like black mussels? Which didn't used to be edible either, by the way. You say, well, not really, though. But no, black mussels, you know, you pay a hefty price for black mussels now. You're going to get a dozen of those guys. Seriously, when I, and you probably know, too, but when I was a kid up in New England, they grew on the rocks and on the docks and on the boats. And you could try to fish with them. You could crack them open and try to take the meat and fish with it. But pretty much the fish didn't go for it either. You know, if you were fishing for sea otters, it would work. But we didn't have any sea otters in New England. That didn't work right there. All right. Everything's going on. Yeah, the things are happening. Egypt's a mess, as we said. Empty lakes, not so empty. Texas drought, receding water reveals graves, ancient tools, and fossils. And this grave marker here is in pretty good shape. This is a cemetery, and this was a little person that died after being only alive for a year. Went underwater. It was filled 55 years ago, Lake Buchanan. Now the cracked marble tombstone engraved with the date October 1582, which is normally covered by 20 to 30 feet of water, has been early exposed as a year-long drought shrinks one of Texas' largest lakes. In an odd way, this drought has proved an opportunity to view and document where appropriate some of these finds and understand what they consist of, said the historical dude. Texas finished its driest 12-month season ever, with only 8.5 inches of rain through September, 13 inches below normal. We had Nancy's cousin was from Texas, and she was like, you just can't understand Texas anymore. It's like people think of Texas, you know, the Segura cactus and all that, you know, and the vultures, and they're attacking you all the time. It actually became that. Third graders at a Dallas elementary school, because it was been so hot, that's probably why this happened, helped propel their school to exemplary status, but unbeknownst to their parents, those stellar math and reading scores came to cost. The students learned only math and reading for most of the school year, while teachers were pressured to fabricate grades for science and social studies and enrichment courses like music. Some of the grades were given by teachers who had never taught the subjects. Hill Elementary School Principal Rosalind Carter is one, I've heard her name, is on unpaid administrative leave after Dallas Independent School District investigators found numerous cases of falsifying grades. But, you know, this is the No Child Left Behind thing, and what this too much pressure on the schools to get something accomplished that can't possibly maybe be accomplished with the amount of teachers we have, to what we pay them, to the amount of students we have, and how well they're willing to learn, which if they were like I was, not at all. So it makes it really tough. Two women were from California, were elected as Rhodes Scholars, an award that earns them scholarship to stay at Oxford University, San Diego native Stephanie Bryson and Stephanie Lynn of Irvine. Or two of them. That means these people are really smart. Other thing going on. Oh, here was a survey of price of gas went down a little bit this weekend. But that's just to prepare you for what's about to happen in the next 3 days. If you get to the gas station today, I would. By Thursday. Help, help, help. It's going to be bad. All right. Now, who else we got up here? We got some other. Oh, here was a story. This is not. This is a really disturbing story to me. I thought. I mean, this is me. Let's get to it. Yeah, Michelle Obama booed at a NASCAR event. Say what? Why did Michelle Obama do that? Let's find out.
Marshals, Sergeant Andrew Berry and family, First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, and Dr. Jill Biden, as they deliver the most famous words in motorsports.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
Michelle Obama and Jill Biden apparently greeted with a chorus of boos by NASCAR fans at the Ford 400 yesterday. They were the grand marshals of the season's last race. The two were also there to honor U.S. troops and their families and bring awareness to the First Lady's Joining Forces program, an initiative to hire and train veterans.
Watch for that. Okay, that's a little buggy. That's a little ugly right there. Oh, what the time it is. It's 1:30. Your lunch is time's going away here. You got to be back to work on it. All right. There's another good place. We were with the Hennings from Country Oaks this Saturday, seeing the wonderful Christmas Carol at the PCBA, which I'm going to have Craig Schaefer in on Wednesday to talk more about, plus the upcoming season at PCBA. And a marvelous job, as always. It was just a hugely wonderfully done. And So we were there together, and so there was some reason I was going somewhere with this, but now I don't know where it was. Sorry. We had a nice time. And let's go. Less than a reason that we're heading that way. I think we're going to have Craig Schaefer on Wednesday at 12:30. I think that's really, really good. This is our sponsor. One of our sponsors right here is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, the Swiss Dental Center.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get a brake sale?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on cars all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy Ford Select tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, you. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Mama, this is my music. Check out the song. I was, like, flabbergasted. I'm like, what?
Stephanie Brower thinks singing the 12 Days After Christmas is inappropriate for her 8th grade daughter's choir.
I do not want her to sing the song.
And she's disappointed with the Fruitport School District for including the song in this year's December concert.
What the heck are they thinking?
Brower points specifically to two sections of lyrics. Quote, then with a single cartridge I shot that blasted partridge and, quote, I pulled on rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both turtle doves.
It's violent towards animals. It talks about shooting animals.
District Superintendent Robert Schmoniak offered a written response stating he met with Brower to hear her concerns. However, the show and the song will go on, writing, quote, the song in question is meant to be a spoof on the 12 Days of Christmas and has been performed by Fruitport choirs in the past. To my knowledge, there have not been concerns raised in response to past performances of this song, end quote. There are more than 20,000 versions of the 12 Days After Christmas on YouTube, more than 7,000 when you narrow the search down to middle school choirs. It's clear the song is being sung by middle school students around the country, and Brower thinks that's wrong.
Wrung the necks of both those turtle doves!
I interrupted this trio of mothers for their opinion.
Certainly isn't classy.
Each has a middle school-aged child. At first, the ladies did see some humor in the song's lyrics, but asked if the song was appropriate for their child.
But as the song goes on, I think it becomes less and less controversial.
And each said they would prefer the version they grew up singing.
Anytime we're talking about guns or killing animals, I think that becomes a very controversial issue.
Well, the thing is that your kids are going to be exposed to a lot, and you have to teach them at home what is right and what is wrong. Christmas is about tradition, and you should just do the traditional 12 Days of Christmas song.
Brower says her daughter will stop singing the song during choir practice and step off stage when the 12 Days After Christmas is performed during a community concert next month.
And with the war going on right now and stuff, we don't need to add any more violence to our kids' lives.
In Muskegon County, John Mills, WZZM 13 News.
There you go right there, 12 Days After Christmas. But, you know, there's things that people have to live with, like especially if you're not a child's parent, you know what I'm saying? So, for instance, you have, because they can advertise this stuff any time of the day or night. You know, there used to be something about a family hour or something. There's no family hour anymore that I can tell. And so you're sitting there and you're watching something with your 8-year-old niece and 10-year-old nephew, and the ad comes on for erectile dysfunction. They have no idea what that is. So they happen to be sitting there with you watching it. Who do you think they're going to ask? Yeah. I say that's when the parts of the erector set that, you know, you bought at the toy store don't match right and you got to get new ones. What else am I going to say? Help. Help. We have to quit. There's some of this bodily stuff. Can we just stop it? Let's just stop. We don't do it on the radio. Actually, I got to tell you the truth. Preparation H got to start on the radio long, long before television was even thought of. So... But I'm not personally responsible for that. I've given a choice. I'd say I really don't want this. Okay. Other things that are going on in our news. Other things we should talk about and things that are happening. Let's do a letter or two because I want to. And let's see what they say on this thing. Personal responsibility. Now, Michelle wrote this from San Luis Obispo. Jeez, Michelle. Jeez. You know, it's as bad as watching erectile dysfunction as with your little kids. Are you serious? I'm just asking. Here's what she says. Thank you, W.B. Honeycutt, for your wonderful and truthful letter, November 4th. You are absolutely right when you said, now this is November 4th, and today's the what, 21st? So who's going to have a copy of that left laying around? Okay. We can find the real cause by looking inside ourselves. We have become a society of people who feel it's not necessary to take responsibility for our bad decisions. We feel it acceptable to blame others for our bad decisions, and many believe it is acceptable to lie. We expect our government and corporations to maintain high moral standards, but we as a society have decided that we should not be held to those same standards. We criticize the government and corporations when they break the law, but we believe we have the right to break the law. We live in a world of people that have no moral standards. What kind of examples are we to our children when we are showing them that responsibility and respect are not important? It's one of those, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. I'm not part of that group. Sorry, I don't know who that group is exactly, but it's not me. That's not a lot of people I know. That's, what is that? All right. So here was this thing that somebody mentioned here, but I did get a chance to see it on 60 Minutes. Sunday, November 13, 60 Minutes contained a segment that every person in the country should see and be totally disgusted with. The segment dealt with how our politicians in Washington, including Nancy Pelosi, John Boehner, allegedly, managed to grow their personal portfolios by huge amounts by using insider information regarding stocks, property investments that the rest of us are not privy to nor allowed to use without violating the law. Such actions by our so-called representatives, while legal, is immoral, to say the least. No wonder that Congress has a favorable rate of about 10%. The term honest politician has got to be the greatest oxymoron of all time. Now, see, this is I sort of tend to agree with Stanley than with Michelle. I think the is on the wrong foot, the shoe. A galosh, perhaps. Perhaps it's a galosh, because we've had this funny weather out there. You know what was weird? We had this story about what happens if the super dupes don't get together here and the super committee can't figure it out. And so here's what they showed. They showed this guy next to an airplane, funny looking warfare. But here's what's weird. I don't quite understand this. And so he lifted up the front cowling of this plane, and here was all this electronic stuff, you know. And he says, this is like the R2-D2 of spy planes. And so you go, okay. Because we're used to predators now, and there's other spy planes that we don't even know about, but we're used to all these things. The interesting thing is that I don't get. So they said this was a remote controlled spy. But they said this was a remote controlled spy plane. They said, why does it have a cockpit? Whom or what goes in there? I don't know. I'm bringing it up. I just wanted you to know about it. Didn't seem to make sense to me, but I thought I'd bring it up. All right. It was a tad unusual, say the least. Okay. This is a hoot. This was in Saturday's paper, and I have to bring it up to you because it just makes it. It's by the time the government gets done with this, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. An outfit wants to put zip lines up in Santa Margarita, all right, and zing through the trees. They have them in Catalina now. I mentioned the last time we were at Catalina, they had zip lines, and they're all over the place now. And people go zipping, you know. They're high up and they're fast, you know. And it'd be insane to do it, but people are doing it. So anyway, so the guy wants to put some zip lines up there in Santa Margarita. So guess what happened? Well, they decided they had to issue a permit, of course. You can't just be having people zip. You have to have some kind of an end to these sort of things. So they looked up the ordinances. There's nothing in any ordinance anywhere in the county about zip lines. None. Nothing. There's nothing. They have nothing. But you can bet by, that was Saturday's paper. What's today, Monday? You can bet by 5 o'clock today there'll be at least 350 ordinances that you have to pay particular permit fees for that have to do with zip lines. You don't touch anything, mind you. You don't tear down anything. You don't do anything that would harm the environment. I guess you have to build a platform to start and a platform to end up, right? Okay, well, that heck, those building permits for a zip line, I can imagine those. Anyway, so that's it. Threw them for a loss. We don't have any ordinances. And you thought we had a number of ordinances for every single thing any human being could ever imagine, correct? Not this time. The Pomo has put their water pipeline process in motion. Eventually, voters will decide the fate of the assessment district and if they're going to pump water in from Santa Maria, and we're going to find out, and all that. They had also in the paper once again, and I'm having a terrible time with the story because there's nothing new on it today. That I've seen so far, and it has to do with Natalie Wood and her drowning off of Catalina Island before they had zip lines. And Robert, it says right here, Robert Ragner is now a suspect in the death of not a suspect. Okay. Who is? And so here it is in black and white in Saturday's paper. This is the headline. Tax pledge may scuttle the debt deal. Do you think? Huh? Do you think? All right. What else we got? I got something else here. What is this I got? Oh, no help. Okay, well, life is as ugly as we're allowed to be able to survive it. So there's new charges in the Sandusky case, and that's what this story is about. It appears. What we didn't need was more of the same. And we're not going to get it, apparently. We didn't need it. Okay. Anything else you want to explain to me why you're taking so long to load when you're ready to go? You don't want to tell me. Okay. So anyway, there's new charges in the Sandusky case, and I'm going to leave that alone. Say goodbye. Now, you know what we didn't get to in sports? I feel bad because it happened. I heard about it this morning and I forgot. And that is a Major League Baseball player was stabbed to death in the Netherlands, police said. Greg Hallman, who was 24, was found dead just after 6 a.m. Monday in Rotterdam. A police spokesman said investigators arrested his 22-year-old brother. Hallman played center field for Seattle Mariners. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig issued a statement expressing his condolences to the team. The loss of talented 24-year-old young man like Greg amid such tragic circumstances pained for all of us throughout the game, Selig said. I can't pronounce this person's name. What is the name of this person? Bitra. A spokesman for the Royal Baseball and Softball Union of the Netherlands said that Hallman's family confirmed his death to the Federation. Hallman was a Federation member when he played baseball as a teenager for an amateur team in his hometown just outside Amsterdam before going to the United States to play professional ball. That was it. So that, what, you know, and then what was the other guy? Remember the other guy, the catcher, was kidnapped. I think the word's gotten out amongst the nasty underbelly of the world that our sports people make a lot of money. I think it's already gotten out there. Okay. I think it's out there. Pretty sure. Okay. Now, anytime this happens, and we need to bring it up because we want to make sure we can understand what we can understand, ReadyPack recalls bag salad. ReadyPack Foods has recalled more than 5,000 cases of bag salad because of possibly coli contamination. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday that the bagged romaine lettuce and salad mixes were distributed to 15 western states, including California. The recall was issued by the Irwindale Company after a random government test showed contamination. The bagged salads have a sell-by date of November 18th. E. coli can cause food poisoning, death, all that kind of stuff. FDA officials said this recall has not been related to any report of any illness, but this is ReadyPack. I think I've seen that at the market. So anyway, so it's interesting, this pre-bagged stuff, and because you'd think that the pre-bagged stuff would be washed. I don't know what you got to wash it in to make sure you don't have E. coli. I haven't the faintest idea. But, you know, you take a regular head of lettuce that's sitting there at the market, and you wash it yourself, don't you? Okay. But the ReadyPack, the idea that it's called ReadyPack, means that it's already supposed to be clean and free of E. coli and other rare and small rodent and pig family feces. But apparently not. So I don't know what you're going to do. In Reno, they got this fire going on, you know, and they had to evacuate thousands of residents from their homes on the outskirts of Reno, and it's going crazy. Now, this is what's weird. I have never been to Reno, can I tell you? But if it's like Vegas or anything like that around there, you know what I mean, Buttonwillow, if it's anything like any of these places, the best way to put the fire out and save water would be with a snowblower, because you just blow sand on the whole thing. That's my idea. I don't think they'll go with. All right. Well, there's just a lot of stuff about money that's no good talking about, so let's not worry about that. Let me see here. Let me make sure, because we're almost done for the day. I want to make sure we haven't missed anything in CNN's breaking news, and make sure that we haven't missed something. Let me find out. Okay, computer, you help me out this? Okay. Here, a man wins Mary Kay's pink Cadillac. Can't hardly beat that. And Mila Kunis, we mentioned, is going to take a Marine to the ball. We mentioned that. Okay. Will Apple put airbags on iPhones? Say what? Will Apple patent would shield, oh, against broken glass. Apple patent would shield against broken glass. Apple's a powerhouse of ingenuity, patenting ideas as soon as the engineer can scratch them down on paper or iPad. Around 36 Apple patents made their way through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office this week alone. Here we share three of the most notable. First off, Apple has come up with a solution for keeping the glass on the back of your eye device from breaking in the event of a fall. Obviously, the simplest solution would be to avoid glass screens altogether, but if glass is going to stay, it should be made more resilient. Apple dreamed of a tunable shock mount that would sit between the glass and the body of the device. The shock mount would inflate when the device accelerometer senses that the phone or tablet is falling. An actuator within the device would suck in the cover glass as it accelerates toward Earth, protecting it from damage. This technology could also be used to provide a watertight seal. That's certainly weird. Okay, next up, Apple proposed an intelligent power adapter that can detect the varied power needs of different devices. So I got, like, right now, I need that to detect the EAS thing that's banging away there, because I was told that we're supposed to, you know, we didn't bring this up when Tom was here the other day. This printer, that they had these little pin printers, and the government, you know, we use them in something else that, you know, now they're obsolete and foolish, and the government probably paid $100 bazillion for them. So I said, well, where can we put these? Somebody came up with a bright idea. Why don't we put them in the EAS printers that are in radio studios? So when the guy who's on the air is trying to talk, they get this infernal noise. Listen. Well, you couldn't ask for more noise than that in a studio, could you? Here we have double pane glass, you know, we got acoustic ceilings and walls, we got carpeting all over the place and everything, you know, to make sure there's no noise. and then they put these in here. What can I say but thank you? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for being a friend. Is this over yet? Ah, it is. Now the show's over. Let's get together again tomorrow at noon, shall we? And do another edition of Talk is Cheap. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Christmas.